Is the Yellowstone supervolcano the location of the bottomless pit, or will it be the massive natural disaster that leads to the darkening of the skies in the end times? We'll evaluate both of those possibilities as well as look at some other theorized locations for the bottomless pit. First, here's a quick video about the Yellowstone supervolcano if you're unaware of it.
These eruptions are enormous. The amount of material erupted from them, huge.
When Mount St. Helens erupted in May 1980, it blew off one side of the mountain and triggered an avalanche of snow, mud, ash, and rock. Driven by the wind, the ash landed in 11 states and up into Canada. But that's nothing compared to the amount of ash from Yellowstone's last three major eruptions. In magnitude and volume, each one was far greater than Mount St. Helens.
If hell and the bottomless pit are the same location, and if they're connected, and if hell is in the earth, then the opening of the earth through a super volcanic eruption like Yellowstone could be the opening of the bottomless pit. Revelation 17:8 says the beast that you saw was and is not and is about to rise from the bottomless pit and go to destruction. Revelation 21-2 tells us, "Then I saw an angel coming down from heaven, holding in his hand the key to the bottomless pit and a great chain. And he seized the dragon, that ancient serpent who is the devil and Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years. Some verses that back the idea of hell being in the earth, which was the belief of the ancient Jewish people who wrote the Bible at the time, are these two verses that reference Jesus going down into the lower regions of the earth. And if Jesus did go to this location and it was hell, he definitely didn't go there to suffer. I just want to make that clear. But he went there to most likely take the keys of death and hell and to maybe put hell on notice, something along those lines, but definitely did not go there to suffer. These next three verses set that up pretty clearly, in my opinion. For as Jonas was 3 days and three nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. Therefore, he says, when he ascended on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts to men. Now this, he ascended, what does it mean but that he also first descended into the lower parts of the earth? He who descended is also the one who ascended far above all the heavens that he might fill all things. And if that was Jesus going to hell in the earth to grab the keys of hell and to put hell on notice pretty much, then this verse in Revelation 1 really backs that up. Jesus speaking, I am he who lives and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And I have the keys of Hades and of death. And we know that there is a key to the bottomless pit mentioned in Revelation 9:1-2, and Revelation 20:1-2. Personally, I believe that if the bottomless pit is a location on the earth, that it has a more significant location and is not just in the middle of nowhere, Wyoming. But I'll get into some of those location theories in just a moment. But first, let's look at what, in my opinion, more likely could be the possibility of the Yellowstone supervolcano in the last days, and that would be through the many prophecies of the darkening of the skies, sun, and moon. Joel 2:1-2 tells us, blow the trumpet in Zion and sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord is coming, a day of darkness and gloominess, a day of clouds and thick darkness. Revelation 6:12 tells us, and I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood. Yellowstone is not only the location of the supervolcano that could definitely black out the sun and the moon and turn the sky blood red, but it's also a location that sees around 700 to 3,000 earthquakes every single year, something that in these Bible prophecies seem to have a correlation between a big earthquake and the sun, moon, and stars darkened. There's actually about 16 Bible prophecies that reference the sun, moon, and the stars darkened in the last days, but I'll read just a couple here. Joel 2:10, before them the earth quakes, the heavens tremble, the sun and the moon grow dark, and the stars lose their brightness. Amos 8:9, it will come about in that day, declares the Lord God, that I will make the sun go down at noon and make the earth dark in broad daylight. And of course, the very well-known Great Tribulation verses in Matthew 24, Luke 21, and Mark 13 Jesus speaking, "But immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will fall from the sky, and the powers of the heavens will be shaken." Interestingly enough, there's theories and claims that if Yellowstone did erupt, that it would send ash and darken the sky for about one-third of the Earth, because it would do all of North America and South America as well. Yellowstone's plume, according to realclearscience.com, Yellowstone's plume of ash, lava, and volcanic gases would reach a height of 15 miles or more, and from this lofty position be blown across North America. Ash would darken the skies and blanket the ground from coast to coast, with up to 3 feet of ashfall in the northern Rockies and a few inches over much of the Midwest. That's kind of close to about one-third of the Earth's land, and in Revelation 8:12, we're told, "When the fourth angel blew his trumpet, one-third of the sun, one-third of the moon, and one-third of the stars were struck so that one-third of them turned dark, one-third of the day was kept from having light, as was the night." Now that, in my opinion, is what most likely could be the connection to the Yellowstone eruption if it did erupt, and end times Bible prophecy. But now let's look at a few of the locations of theorized places where the bottomless pit is located. And let me know in the comments where you think it's located. Is it a physical location on the earth, or is it a spiritual location? One popular theory, and one that does make sense in my eyes, is that CERN could be the location where the bottomless pit is opened. We know that they're doing massive, strange experiments with the largest machine on Earth. There's weird connections to spirituality there and dark things that have gone on in the past, and it just seems strange that there's a spiritual connection to the largest machine on Earth. This has led some people to claim that there's a potential to this being the key and the opening of the key to the bottomless pit. Makes sense. Definitely a possibility worth considering. Antarctica is another location that's theorized where the bottomless pit could be because of the secrecy of it, where people aren't allowed to go there. Lots of strange claims, especially even recently of the news of strange experiments going on down there. At least the possibility of how it's kept so secret does seem like there could be something more going on there than just tests on the ice and watching the wildlife. Now, one location, in my opinion, that very well could be a connection to the bottomless pit would be Vatican City. There's some prophecies that mention Mystery Babylon in the end times and how it's tied to a city of seven hills, people who wear red and purple, some striking similarities that we really only find in the Vatican and in the Catholic Church. Strangely enough, when you look at Vatican City from an aerial view, there's actually a part of it that looks like it is a key. Is that the location of the key to the bottomless pit? I don't know, just interesting at the least, as well as the flag for Vatican City has two keys on it, keys that they claim are reference to spiritual power and world power. Again, I'm not claiming that this is for sure the location where the bottomless pit could be or that the Vatican is Mystery Babylon, but some very intriguing similarities that are at least worth referencing and looking into. I made a video about this analyzing Antarctica and the Vatican for the location for the bottomless pit. I'll leave that linked in the description if you would like to watch that. There's actually a more modern claim and a pretty interesting cool story that's come up in the late 1990s of a bottomless pit in Washington. This location is known as Mel's Hole. Now, I don't believe that this is the location for the biblical bottomless pit, but this is a pretty intriguing and interesting story and I thought worth referencing. And still to this day has a blacked out location on Google Earth that I'll show here in just a moment. Some backstory for it is that on February 21st in 1997, a man who identified himself as Mel Waters appeared as a guest on Coast to Coast AM with Art Bell, and he said that on his property west of Ellensburg, Washington, contained a mysterious hole where he had put fishing line and a massive weight down, all the way up to the point of giving 80,000 feet of fishing line and still hadn't reached the bottom. He also claimed that his neighbor's dead dog was thrown into the hole and that it was seen not long after that alive. Mel Waters claimed that the hole had magical properties and it led the US federal government to seize the land and to fund his relocation to Australia. And we know the federal government in the United States does look into supernatural properties and claims like this. They looked into Skinwalker Ranch for a very long time and its supernatural claims. Here's a quick clip with Mel and Art Bell talking on Coast to Coast AM about that hole.
Because it has been expunged.
What do you mean?
Those pictures do not appear on the satellite server. The ones taken in June of 2000.
Well, instead, where your property ought to be, what do we see?
Two white squares.
Are you serious?
Absolutely. You go to Terra server, that's provided by Microsoft. I'm not going to give any URLs.
No, a lot of people know how to do it.
And look up Ellensburg.
Right.
Zoom out.
Right.
So you get up, and then you will see over where the Monastash Ridge is.
Yes.
My property blanked out. Actually, quite a bit. There's quite a few.
Wow.
So that is, you know, you don't have to go by what I say.
Oh, no. Listen,
you can look at it yourself.
Trust me when I tell you, one of my listeners, within the hour, I can guarantee will find the exact photograph you're talking about, if it exists.
Yeah.
Send me the URL, and or send Keith the URL, and we'll get it up and take a look. And you're claiming
it's not there. But it's been expunged.
And even to this very day, as you zoom in on that longitude and latitude, you can see just to the west, southwest of that property, you can see a blacked out location to this very day of what is claimed to be where Mel's hole is located. Isaiah 64 is a passage that I felt was worth referencing here, has some similarities, but more so really, in my opinion, in the spiritual aspect of this all. Oh, that you would burst from the heavens and come down, how the mountains would quake in your presence, as fire causes wood to burn and water to boil. Your coming would make the nations tremble. Then your enemies would learn the reason for your fame. When you came down long ago, you did awesome deeds beyond our highest expectations. And oh, how the mountains quaked. For since the world began, no ear has heard, and no eye has seen a God like you, who works for those who wait for him. You welcome those who gladly do good, who follow godly ways. But you have been very angry with us, for we are not godly. We are constant sinners. How can people like us be saved? Jesus Christ is the only way to get to heaven. That's where our salvation lies. That's how we are saved. Through the fire and the quakes and through all the prophecies that are coming, Jesus is the only way to salvation through it all and to make it to heaven for eternal salvation with him in unity with God. Evaluating these prophecies is a fun thing to do in relation to what's going on in the world, and the Bible actually encourages us to do so. Be dressed for service and keep your lamps burning, as though you were waiting for your master to return from the wedding feast. Then you will be ready to open the door and let him in the moment he arrives and knocks. The servants who are ready and waiting for his return will be rewarded. I tell you the truth, he himself will seat them, put on an apron, and serve them as they sit and eat. He may come in the middle of the night or just before dawn, but whenever he comes, he will reward the servants who are ready. Just like many of my videos, these are just theories and possibilities for what Bible prophecy could unfold and how it could unfold. And we don't know fully, but God wants us to watch for these things and evaluate the times that are going on, because he could truly come, like mentioned there, at any time. And he wants us to be watchful, and blessed are those servants who are being watchful. So I pray that's you. I pray that's everybody. Jesus is the only way to salvation. He gives the most fullest, best life that we could ever have on this earth. And I pray that you will grow continuously in your relationship with him today. I pray you all are well. Thanks for watching, and God bless.